Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now. Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Thursday, August 16th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. A recent report of an illegal drone flight in close proximity to the Crater Lake Klamath Regional Airport drew concern from airport officials. A resident whose property sits near the approach end of the airport runway reported a drone flying over their house, concerned that it could inadvertently cause a collision and potentially crash with a civilian or military aircraft on approach to land at the airport facilities. A 5-mile radius rule around active airports is in place for drones, restricting flights without prior authorization from air traffic control. The first president of Klamath Community College, Dr. Wesley Richard Channel Jr., age 70, died at his home in Sun City, West Arizona on Monday, August 6th. Klamath County voters approved the establishment of the college in 1996. The school offered its first classes in September of 96 under the leadership of interim president Rod Wright. Channel was the school's first regular president from July 97 until June of 2004. Gray Wolf OR7 may be quite long in the tooth, but he's still got what it takes in the den. Federal wolf biologists released new trail camera footage Tuesday showing that OR7 and his mate had three pups this spring. This is the fifth consecutive year that Oregon's celebrity Canis lupus had at least one pup. OR7, now more than 9 years old, has now sired 16 known wolf pups. Not bad for a grandpa. The trail camera footage was shot July 7th and clearly shows three different wolves running around or mugging for the camera on what appears to be a backwoods forest road. The pack's den is in the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest in eastern Jackson County, though the den was in a slightly different location this year. In what organizers hope will become an annual tradition, the normally quiet community of Bly will crank the volume to 11 for a music festival featuring live acts, food trucks, vendors, and much more. Coordinated by the Antler Grill, Bly Fest Music Festival will take place on Saturday, August 25th from noon to 8 p.m. on an outdoor stage on the popular restaurant's multi-acre property in an effort to not only provide great entertainment, but philanthropy as well. A portion of proceeds from the event will be donated towards restoration efforts on the historic Bly Gymnasium. Tickets for Bly Fest are $15, or there's a $30 VIP package. Children 12 and under are admitted free. Acts scheduled to perform include Chiloquin's Jazz Cabbage, 100 Watt Mind, and the Frankie Hernandez Band, both from Ashland, and the county's premier Eagles tribute act, the Boys of Summer. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device, and check back often for latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.